Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back in on a reaction Monday, and we are reacting to a fifth straight victory, huge win on the road at Arrowhead, and big W for the Houston Texans as they are now in the playoffs. Let's look at C.J. Stroud. We do this after each game. What was C.J. Stroud grade as we're looking? And I'm seeing a lot of people send some things in. Text line coming in B+ or A. He got to he's got to be that field general that can overcome the OC. B-. He was missing some throws that he would have made his rookie season. D. Let's call a spade a spade. CJ has insane ability talent wise. Mills is a distant second, but Mills would not be able to make that 3rd and 17 throw. So CJ can do things he can't do. C+, he was not accurate, and that's his strength. Maybe B-, because no interceptions. Clint, for you, what was your grade for you?
It was a B- for me, Ron, and here's why. You know, look, I think the first half, and I'm going to talk about this at 4:00. The first half was vintage CJ from 2023 is what we're looking for, and did some really good things, but when you look at kind of what knocked him down for me is, I don't care who the quarterback is, I don't care what system you're in, when you can't handle situational football, when your offense can't, that's a quarterback problem as well. Now I think it's the OC. I think the lack of preparation is embarrassing, but there's a level of man, you're expected to be a big time quarterback. You got to take this bull by the horns. Look at that second half. I can't give anybody even remotely close to an A that has three completions in the second half. Again, a lot of it's not on him, but it is what it is. It would have been a C, but he made some big-time throws in critical moments of this game to give us a chance. And so I went with a B- based off the TV copy of this game right here. I went B-.
Yeah, I think it's B- C range to me. Just because now that we know, Clint, and I agree with you, I think the OC's got to help. But now that we know, Clint, that he does have some power in terms of determining calls right there at the line of scrimmage, I mean, you would think he would put himself in the line as well as Nick Caley in better position. Because there were times they're walking right up there. I don't know if they're shifting, sliding the protection one way, whatever it was, people are just coming through easy. And to me, when we know that he has the ability to have some semblance of control on the protections, especially in that third and fourth quarter. I do think some of that has to fall at his feet as well. This is different from maybe years past. So I'll go B minus because he just made some plays, and he outdid in Patrick Mahomes. He outplayed Patrick Mahomes in this game on the road in a game that Patrick Mahomes had to have. So I'll give him a B minus, but the protection calls, some of that's got to fall with him.
Yeah, the whole thing. I mean, when you're the quarterback and your offense, including you, looks overwhelmed for, you know, a quarter plus, when situational football, like when you come out of a timeout and you have to take another timeout to keep getting delay game, when you have so many, like I don't know the details behind all of these alignment issues that the Texans are having, but it seemed to be less of an issue with Davis Mills, and so that leads you to believe that there's more importantly, D'Amico Ryans constantly talks about getting out of the huddle as a problem, right? And so I gotta believe that there's some level of the operation of CJ in the huddle, getting everything's communicated and getting the huddle broke on time is delaying this offense to a certain degree. Now, again, to me, we're at a point in the season where the coach ought to say, hey, man, if that's a problem, hell with it, man. Get on a line of scrimmage and let's ride. You know, let's sugar huddle. Let's not huddle this thing all the way up. Let's figure out a way to get beyond it instead of keep beating a dead horse, right? But needless to say, as we're grading the quarterback, some of this has to fall at the feet of the quarterback. And
because that was the biggest issue with the offense was they just couldn't get protection enough to give themselves a chance.
It's just back to the same old. I'm surprised we haven't heard the technique and mechanics stuff on the offensive line stuff. You know, it's the lack of communication. It's not breaking the huddle quick enough and getting the line of scrimmage so everybody can see what's going on and get their assignment communicated. It's the same issues that we've been hearing for 2 years now. With this now, I don't, again, I think you guys, a coach's job to realize what a guy can and can't do. What is his limitations? And if this is a CJ Stroud limitation thing, then figure it out as a coach to eliminate that from the problem and put the kid in position to do what he does in a special way, and that's going to make plays, right? It's just hard for me to believe, man, that it's just we're 2 years into this thing and we're still talking about communication and breaking the huddle. It's just wild. It seems like, and I don't study other teams, but it seems like other teams that have franchise quarterbacks that are established or guys that are coming like CJ Stroud, it seems like they're so much further along when it comes to this kind of stuff. Right? I mean, during that whole chaotic situation yesterday where CJ Stroud snapping the football with not knowing where the pressure's coming, why did he never call a timeout?
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
As a quarterback of that situation, you're the guy on the field and you are put in a position where you're like, I have no idea how we're going to pick this up. Timeout, man. We got to talk about this.
Or what was happening when the drives ended.
Yes. Yeah, the whole thing. Like it's not,
when you had extended time over there.
It's an interesting dynamic, and in a segment where we're grading C.J. Stroud, I don't think all of that should be laid at his feet, but I do think obviously there's some responsibility of it there in that rough third quarter and really the rough second half. So I can't go any higher than a B-.
Our guy Joe, the old A&M Aggie, I see he gave him a D. He still looks clueless and lost more often than he should after 3 years. I don't agree with that at all, Joe. You know I love you. I still think he made some plays and some throws that they would have lost the game had he not made the plays.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about that.
Both touchdowns that the Texans scored last night, C.J. Stroud made plays that Davis Mills wouldn't even attempt to make. I don't even know if anybody else in the division could make the throw. The first touchdown they had, he's going to the sideline and he goes crossbody to the middle of the field to Nico Collins. That leads into a big play that sets them. That's the big play that sets him up for the touchdown. And then when Andy Reid does make the bonehead decision and mistake, it's a third down and he is pressured immediately by Jones and runs out and hits. And hits Higgins for a big first down that they don't score a touchdown if he doesn't make that play, right? I think there's a real argument. You think Davis Mills, if that's who was in the game, would get sacked by Jones on that play, and he was able to. So he made plays that I believe they would have lost the game had he not made them. But as you said, man, you complete three balls in the second half, and your offense is just struggling, and we know that you're supposed to have the ability to make some decisions with the protection, and that was just never getting better and really never did. I think you get dinged a little bit there. So I'd say B- there for CJ. All right, you can text yours in. We'll do our weekend's best, weekend's worst. I think a lot to pick from this weekend. We'll do that coming up next.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.